isendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7. Ngolwesibili mhla siku 5 kulwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, izigidile zigidi zabantu eMelika zivotile lamhla kukhetho lokudinga umongameli phakathi kukankosikazi Kamala Harris nomnumzana Donald Trump, njalo iningi lilokhe livota.
I-popular vote hayi vele, it doesn't mean anything eMelika, and ama-Democrats they've won 7 of the last 8 popular votes. Electoral College yiyo ekhetha yona umongameli.
Sihlaziya okuningi okuphathelane lalolu khetho silengcwethi ezicobongula izombusazwe abavotayo labantu makhaza.
Ngibona ngani uKamala Harris nguye ozanqoba, nguye ozaphume ngumthungameli welizwe laseMelika.
Bengifisa ukuthi kube uTrump uyawina.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa wona lo msakazo. Izigidi lezigidi zabantu eMelika zivotile, njalo abanye lokho beqhubeka bevota lamuhla kukhetho lokudinga umongameli phakathi kankosikazi Kamala Harris owebandla leDemocratic Party lomnumzana Donald Trump oweRepublican Party. Bese kuvele kwavota abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi ayisithiyagalolunye i-81 million kusiyafika izolo kuhlelo lokuvota phambilini kokhetho lolu. Khona kuluhlelo olwe early voting oluqhutshwa endaweni zokuvotela lapho umuntu avota mathupha ukuthi abanye bevote ngencwadi. Izolo umnumzana Trump lonkosikazi Harris bakhankase esigabeni sePennsylvania, sona okuyiso esimqoka kulolu khetho. Bobabili batshengise ukuzimisela lokuthi bazanqoba kukhetho. Uphenyo olwehlukeneyo lubonisa ukuthi ngutshikilo bhanqa kulaba ababili, ngakho akwaziwa ukuthi kuyowela ngaphindu kuloxakuxaku. Uphenyo lomsakazo we-ABC News liveza ukuthi umnumzana Trump uzanqoba ezigabeni ezinhlanu ezimqoka kwele Melika phakathi kweziyisikhombisa, kodwa elephephandaba le-Washington Post luthi unkosikazi Harris enganqoba kwezine. I-New York Times yona ithi umnumzana Trump uyakhokhela ngezigaba ezine, unkosikazi Harris ngezimbili, njalo balingana ePennsylvania. Lamhla ntambama eMelika, unkosikazi Harris uzaphatheka embuthanweni wokubukela okwenzakalayo ngalolu khetho esekolitshini le-Howard University eWashington DC, lapho ayefunda khona ngeminyaka yama-1980s. Umnumzana Trump yena uzabukela ukubalwa kwamavoti alolu khetho emzini wakhe eMar-a-Lago ePalm Beach eFlorida. OweZimbabwe oseyisizalwane seMelika umnumzana Gary Tyler Jackson oweTexas olelungelo lokuvota uthi usekela umnumzana Trump. Usinike umbono wakhe ngalolu khetho phambilini kokuvota.
Kulo mdlalo siyasetshenziswa nje, benza ngathi basinikeza ithuba lathi ukuthi sibe ingxenye yokukhetha abantu abangasikhokhela. Lokhu ngikutsho ngalesi sizathu, laba okuzafanele sibe sisiyakhetha kubo esingathi ngesilungu ngama-presidential candidates, sabanikezwa ngubani okokuqala? Sabanikezwa i-system, sabanikezwa ngabantu okuyiwo ababuso kweqiniso, hhayi laba esabakhetha kusase umuntu avuke ngumongame sithi ngiyokusa kakusuyokusayo. Lava ngabantu abasetshenziswayo. Ngingathi mina ngudolilwana olentambontambo okuyabe ethibilikiswa khangela ngapha vula umlungu okhuluma, so yimsebenzi wabo. Kungaba kuhle nxa kuyukuthi ngalaba abavotelwayo bakhethwe ngumphakathi bebone izenzo lamakhono abo ekukhokheleni. Ngale ngakithi kwenziwa ngabakhona ngalabo abakithi, abantu abaqhatshwa yi-system ukuthi bahuquluze la ngapha kunjalo futhi, kodwa i-system singakhohlwa msakazi ukuthi i-system le kakuso yethu, i-system le ibekwe phezu kwamakhanda ethu ngo-1980 eyokuvota, besingakwazi lokho thina. Ukuvota angiboni mina kuyinto engathi inikeza abantu inkululeko. basithengisela lokho abakuthi bona phecelezi ngesilungu i-democracy. Kodwa i-democracy yakhona iyasilethela abantu sithi khethani phakathi kwalaba ngakusithi thina esithi nxa sihamba lapha kuma-communities ethu sibona ukuthi hayi uzivanyana ulolwazi ngalokho, uzivanyana ulesiphiwo kulokho, nguye ongasikhokhela la, nguye ongasenzela lokho. Okwakhathesi ngathi sebesifuqele ekhoneni, uyabona. So usukhetha ukuthi yikuphi okubi okungcono, ngoba bonke laba bantu phela akuso bantu esiyithi esibacele ukuthi basenze lokuthize, sibona in izenzo zawo sinikezwe yibo. Ngakho ke asila choice phakathi kwalaba, sike sikhethe ongathi ungconywana. Xa nganikeza isibonelo, mungabuza mina, mina yami ivoti kangiyifihli, akusongifihlo ivoti yami, akuso secret. Ngilelungelo lokuyifihla, ngilelungelo lokuthi ngiyisakaze, ngiyipublish. Eyami ivoti iza kuya kuTrump. Nansi isizathu, uTrump ekubuseni kwakhe kasizange simbone gijigijima ngaphandle kweMelika ephathisa kuma-wars. Uthethe imali wayisebenzisa la ebantwini baseMelika. Ungananzelela abantu balala ngaphansi kwemigwaqo la, kodwa uhulumende njengamanje uyaspenda over 10 million a day ngaphandle kuzimpi ezingelani leMelika. UDonald Trump ungananzelela ikakhulu ku-African diaspora, deported less people, waxotha abantu abalutshwana kakhulu okudlulela imthanda kakhulu u-Obama. Konke khona lokhu kalikhulumi ngakho. Indaba enza linakekele abantu abanjengabo Kamala. OKamala bakhuluma ngendaba zokukhipha izisi ngokusemthethweni, kakusisizinga lutho lokho. Njalo kaku-addressi udubo esilalo, ngaba addressa udubo mpela, nga bakhuluma nge-issue of immorality ezagwema ukuthi abantu kube lokuzithwala. Kubeswa we cannot prioritize that, silambile i-economy ingasebenzi kahle. UKamala nxa ukusiza ngeze-economy, hayi ngibona ngathi siyabe silahlekile nxa singavotelanga. Yikho ivoti yami isiya kuTrump ngoba ulesifiso sokukhulisa amankampani alapha lokuthi abantu basisebenze, njengoba sibonele nge-track record yakayenzileyo ebuso.
Lowo ngumnumzana Kerithwala Jackson, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika, obexoxa ecingwenilo Ivan Sininga weStudio 7 eseTexas. UIvan uphinde waxoxa lo mnumzana Feston Jassi oweTexas, yena othi usekela unkosikazi Harris.
I-election ngiyayibona, kodwa ambona ukuthi bakhuluma ngathi thina abantu base-Africa. Khuluma ngezinto ezokuthi thina angiboni ukuthi kusinceda ngani abakukhulumayo. Ngabe kuthiwa ngiyavota, ngicabanga ukuthi bengizavotela uKamala Harris. Kodwa nje ngile mbuzo eyami, and eyami imbuzo i-agenda ukuthi usiphatheleni. Ngiyabona ukuthi siyakuzwisisa sibili, but mina e-America hayi ngi-right, kodwa ekhaya usiphatheleni, what's your policy? Singakhuluma ngendaba ze-immigration, especially la most of the time abakhulumi ngathi babekhuluma ngabantu be-South America. Thina nje siyaphunguba nje esivunguvuku sakhona nje sidlula. So on that one, it's hard ukuthi ngithi kuzangitshintsha ingqondo yami one way or the other. Although ngiyabona ukuthi no, uKamala Harris ungani ulama-ideas. IZimbabwe, I don't know ukuthi ingafundisani i-America, but IZimbabwe, the one thing engiyifisayo ukuthi ngabe iZimbabwe iyafunda ukuthi abantu singaphikisana, but akumelanga sizondane. Ngoba the way engiyibona ngakhona, you definitely need conservative ideas and you need liberal ideas, because when the liberals go too far bengadini, but too left laphana. But the problem with iZimbabwe, umuntu engathi uvotela u-EV engqondweni yakhe ujamisa sokungusatan and vice versa. But then ungawucabanga kuhle like le nto leyo yokuthi uze ukuthi abantu bayachaywa, bayenzani, you know. At the end of the day, how do you know ukuthi awuchayi muntu ozasilethela i-cure ye-cancer?
Kusasa.
And when ucabanga ukuthi uchaya umuntu lowo, kanti uchaya ilizwe lonke.
Lo ngumnumzana Feston Jassi oweTexas obexoxalo Ivan Sininga weStudio 7. Ukuhlaziya okuningi ngokhetho lweMelika, uTabo Gancube weStudio 7 uxoxalo olandela izombusazwe weMelika, umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Namhla ilanga ngathwala iqhakathekile ngoba abanengi besesimelele lona lelo langa ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi sonke bese sidinwe ngokufonelwa lokubona ama commercials noma advertisements ku TV lama radio bungakwanisa ukulalela wona lowa ama devices kungela advert or i promotion ka senator, state race, presidential lani every 30 seconds. So hayi okwanamhla abantu sebevota, abantu abaningi bajabula ukuthi ilanga langikhona selifikile.
Kungakhangelelwa ukuthi impumela ingaqala ukuphuma nini nxa sikhangela obekusenzakala kuminyaka edlule.
So namhla impumela sizayibona ngabo 8-9 khonapha ukuthi kuyabe sokumenjani, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ama states amaningi avala ama balloting boxes kuqala ngo 8 ma Eastern time zone, but e Kentucky le Indiana bavala ngo 6.
Mr. Mringayi, lingasichazisela ke ukuqakatheka kwempumela ye popular vote njengoba ke umongameli welemelika ekhethwa nge-electoral college engakhethwa ke ngokuthi uvotele ngabantu abaningi.
I-popular vote hayi vele it doesn't mean anything eAmerica, and ama-democrats they've won 7 of the last 8 popular votes. So electoral college yiyo ekhetha yona umongameli welizwe. So yikho kwakuqakathekile ukuthi ama contenders lawa ababili uNkosazana Harris and umnumzana Trump bahambe khona okungani kwakulama electoral votes amaningi. I-state esikhangela yonke sonke iPennsylvania, umuntu ozanqoba iPennsylvania kukhanya ngathiwa uzathatha iWhite House ebe nguye umongameli welizwe.
Lo umnumzana Tim Mringayi olandela esombusazwe njalo ohlala eOhio khonapha eMelika ubesecingweni loThabo Kancube weStudio 7.
Umbiko oqakathekileyo ngezokhetho lweMelika. Umsakazi wakho weStudio 7 uzakulethulela ezokhetho lweMelika ngokugcweleyo kuze kuyafika usuku lokuvota ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili. Lalelani izindaba lezi lezinye khona lapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Lilakho njalo ukusilandela ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ezigoqela iVOA Indebele Facebook, VOA Indebele Instagram, VOA Indebele X neVOA Indebele WhatsApp channel. Sikhona njalo ebulenjini beintanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Silokhe sikukhetho lweMelika. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Svanda uxoxa lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ngalolu khetho ezibalisa omnumzana Nkululeko Mbano, Peter Maseko, Ngabutho Moyo kanye lonkosikazi Cynthia Dlamini.
Asibanda amachono. Hayi, mina ngokubona kwami sibili mbone ngani hawu Donald uTrump yathatha. Trump is winning this one because according to me this lady came in late a replace of Biden lapha. So I think all the swing states ukhanya ngani ngama conservatives. So Trump will take that. So my gut feeling is why Donald Trump is winning this one, but one. Ayikho kukhona. Ube lelangelihle.
Yala phana kuzima mfowethu phansi phezulu akwazakali ukuthi uzahamba njani. Kodwa ngibona ngathi hayi indoda leyana trumpet iyayiblow trumpet iblow. I think it's a tight contest ebe abakhona eAmerica. But at the same time engakutsho futhi ukuthi abantu bahlala bakhala ngedemocracy manje lokhana okwenza okuchaya omunye indlebe manje kwenzeka lapha eZimbabwe manje umsindo wakhona mkhulu kakhulu, kodwa hayi, that's a tight contest. Siyabonga babachisi.
Hey, salibonani. Mina ngisamamo seJohannesburg ngapha eSouth Africa. Ye, salibona ukhetho eAmerica lapha khanya konke kuhamba kahle. siyabona sibili siyabe sifisa nje ukuthi ngaye lama African countries bayalandela lokho abakubona kwabanye kungabi lobudlamudlamu kulimazana ngendaba zokhetho. Kodwa hayi ngesikubonayo mina bengifisa nje ukuthi ngaye uDonald Trump uyabuyela embusweni, uyabuyela esikhundleni ukuthi ngaye uyawina. Ike ngifisayo. Siyabonga.
Ukhetho lukamongameli we-America lukhetho olunzima kakhulu, njalo lukhetho olugcwalelwe zinkulumo. Kodwa mina ngombono wami ngibona ngani uKamala Harris nguye ozanqoba, nguye ozaphuma engumthungameli welizwe laseMelika, ngoba abantu bayamthanda, njalo abantu abamsundu bakhanya bayagqugquzela kakhulu ukuthi uKamala Harris awine, ngoba befuna umongameli omutsha, njalo befuna umkhokheli ongumuntu wesifazane. Yiwo umbono wami ngokhetho lwaseMelika.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi, ninjani? Yes, uManzonzo lo okhulumayo. Ngendaba le yama-election aseMelika, bengifisa ukuthi kube uTrump uyawina adla umhlanganiso, ngoba uTrump uyinto eyaziwa ngumuntu wonke kazifihli. Angathi uza kufaka impama manje, uvela kufaka impama ngaleso sikhathi. Akafani noBiden. UBiden uzenza umuntu omdala, kodwa uluma efihla, ucatsha ngomunwe. Uyabona, uTrump lento ayiyo yona yileyo, akantshintshi. So benginesifiso sokuthi uTrump uma engawina, at least ukudila nomuntu omaziyo, umuntu ongeke azifihle ngomunwe, kungcono kakhulu. Uyabona, ngiyabonga.
Lapho ke sizwe amazwi ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezixoxa lentatheli izindaba yethu Ezra Chisa Sibanda ngokhetho lweMelika, ezigoqela omnumzana Nkululeko Mbano, Peter Maseko, Ngqabutho Moyo, lonkosazana Cynthia Dlamini. Kusenjalo uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Efidlela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sizwe umbono wakhe ngalolu khetho, egxila ikakhulu kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leMelika wezombusazwe.
Ukhetho lweMelika luqakatheke kakhulu ngokuba liyilizwe lithinta ezomnotho umhlaba wonke jikelele. Umnotho weMelika nxa ukhula uyancedisa ukuthi kukhule ezomnotho umhlaba wonke jikelele. Umnotho waseMelika nxa untengantenga kwenza umnotho womhlaba wonke untengantenga. Kanti silezi impe ezinjengezikubo Ukraine ezikhona eMiddle East lendaweni ezithile, iMelika ilamandla ukuthi izimpi ziqhubeke kumbe ziphele kusiya ngokuthi kungaphi. Ngakho ke lamalungelo abantu njalo iMelika iyathinta indawo umhlaba wonke jikelele, iqakathekile. Ngakho ithinta yonke impilo yabantu kuyo yonke indawo emhlabeni, kungakhathalekile ukuthi yiliphi lizwe. Ngakho ke bonke abantu bazabe belukhangelele lolu khetho, abanye befisa ukuthi ngabe kunqoba lo, abanye befisa ukuthi ngabe kunqoba lo, abanye njalo besithi ah noma ngupho onqobile ukuzafana.
Esikhathini sonke lesi kusakhankaswa uTrump loHarris bengutshikilobhanqa, kodwa kuvotwa nje namuhla, ungathi sokucaca yini ukuthi ngubani ozanqoba?
Zisendala zombili namhlanje ngosuku lokuvota, akukacaci kahle ukuthi ngubani ozanqoba. Ngakho ke kusezamela ukuthi silinde kuvotwe, kuvalwe, kubalwe, kucace ukuthi ngubani onqobileyo. Kanti kuyenzeka njalo eMelika ukuthi kugcine kungama states amabili kumbe amathathu kumbe state esisodwa esiza kutsho ukuthi onqobayo ngubani. Ngakho ke kusezalindwa, kusengenzeka imphumela iphume namhlanje kumbe icine iphuma kusasa, kusiya ngokuthi ukhetho imphumela iseduzane okungakanani phakathi kwababili.
Emhlabeni jikelele singathi ukhetho lolu luqakathekile yini, njalo nxa kunjalo luqakatheke ngandlela bani?
Ukhetho lweMelika luqakatheke kakhulu okwedlula lonke ukhetho oluba khona emhlabeni, ngokuba luyathinta amazwe onke omhlaba. Ukutshintsha kukahulumende kumbe ukuqhubeka kwahulumende okhona eMelika kulomthelela kuwo wonke amazwe, kuyawathinta, kalikho lelilodwe lisala lingathintekanga ngendlela enhle kumbe ngendlela embi, kodwa liyathinteka noma yiliphi lizwe. Kanti-ke njalo luqakathekile lolu khetho eMelika kakhulu ngokuba sibona ku abantu bengazwani ezintweni ezithile kuzacaca kabanzi ukuthi kahamba abantu bahamba lakuphi ikakhulu siyananzelela ukuthi ukuhamba phambili ilokho okuphathelene lokuza kwabantu abavela ngaphandle okuphathelene njalo lezo mnotho okuphathelene lezezimpilo zabomama okuphathelene nje lokudula kwezinto njengoba sibona njalo nje kukhulunywa ngakho
Ubudlelwano beZimbabwe leMelika siyazi ukuthi abumanga kuhle bakhona abezanu abetheswa izijeziso yiMelika ngoba isithi bephula amalungelo kaZulu singabona yini kusiba lenguquko kubudlelwano lobu kusiya ngokuthi ngubani onqobileyo
Ubudlelwane bungaguquka kancane kodwa kangiboni ukuthi iMelika izakuma ukukhuluma ngamalungelo okukhuluma ngentando yombuso okhululekileyo okuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu lomthetho lokho izahlala ukukhuluma njalo kanti ke kungakhathalekile ukuthi ngubani osesihlalweni uncedo iMelika eluphayo ngokuphathelene lokusizwa kwabantu abalambayo eluza qhubeka lukhona kuncediswa ezibhedlela lakho konke lokhiyana kungakhathalekile ukuthi ngubani ulabo abangaphansi kwezijeziso zenotho kungatshintsha lapha lalaphana kusiya ngokuthi ngubani osesihlalweni kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi lokho kuzayo ngokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe yena wenza njani ukuze lo ongene esihlalweni kumbe oqhubeke esihlalweni kube lula ukuthi atshintshe ubudlelwano
uhulumende weZimbabwe singathi ukhona yini afuna enqobe phakathi kukaTrump loHarris
Ngicabanga ukuthi abakuhulumende weZimbabwe bazabe bekhangelele kakhulu ukuthi ngabe kunqoba uTrump ngendlela akhangela ngakhona izinto. Kodwa ke ukuze kuguquke ubudlelwane phakathi kweMelika leZimbabwe bube buhle kakhulu kuseza dinge ukuthi kusetshenzwe kuguqulwe indlela abohulumende lababili ababona ngayo abakhangela ngayo izinto kanti ke phezuka konke kuzadinge ukuthi lona ilizwe leZimbabwe lilwise lezo zinto ezivimbela ubudlelwane obuhle phakathi kweMelika leZimbabwe into ezinjenge corruption lakho konke khona lokhuya kungakhathalekile ukuthi nguTrump okhona kumbe kungHarris okhona kumele kube lenguquko ezithile eZimbabwe ezizakwenza kulula ukuthi kube lobudlelwane obuhle phakathi kwalawa mazwe omabili
Lo umnumzana efidlela ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni lontungameli inkomo weStudio 7 kusenjalo umeli wesigodlo seMelika iZimbabwe inkosikazi Pamela Tremont utshele intatha izindaba lamuhla ukuthi eHarare ukuthi bayathemba indlela okhetho lweMelika luqhutshwa ngayo ngoba eleMelika lelo mthetho icacileyo njalo ihlonitshwayo ngomuntu wonke okokuthi akula muntu ozenzela santando njalo abantu abensundu labo sebe bayahlonitshwa kukanti omunye wabancintisayo ngomunye wabo asizweni amazwi akhe ngamafitshane
Transparency and accountability are the cornerstones of a thriving democracy. They give the people confidence in the vote and they allow the people to hold their leaders accountable. And that's how where I turn to my second issue, participation. Democracy is not a snapshot of November 5th. It's not even a free and fair election. Ours has been a long road from our founding to ensure that every voice is heard and every vote is counted. Through our Civil War, through our Civil Rights Movement, 100 years after that, we have fought to include African Americans who were originally erased from our democratic processes. And tonight, for the first time ever, a woman of color is representing one of the main parties on the presidential ballot of the United States.
Lawo ngamazwi ka Ambassador Pamela Tremont omela isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe obekhuluma lentathelo izindaba eHarare. Ngesizwe imbono yenu balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp ngokhetho lweMelika.
Sihlobo zakithi bantu bakithi, hayi siyakuzwa lokhu kwase-America. Thina abanye akusijabulisi ngoba siyazi ukuthi uTrump mangawina khona vele abantu bakithi bazoba senkingeni kakhulu lapha e-Africa. Siyazi ukuthi uTrump umuntu odlame. umuntu olwa nabantu abaphuma ngaphandle. So okunye futhi siyazi ukuthi umzansi wona vele iSouth Africa ihamba ngesithende seAmerica. Konke nje okwenzakale eAmerica nalapha emzansi bakwenza bakukopisa ngendlela okungakhona. Usho kusho ukuthi uma uTrump awinile, hhayi abantu bakithi basenkingeni kakhulu, kuzophela nje ukujabula kwethu elizweni lele njengoba vele kuqalile. Njengoba le ndaba leyaqalwa ngoTrump last president wabuya futhi. So mase kabuye kwesithu kusho ukuthi lapha emzansi kuzobulawa abantu mahlayana nje ngoba amandla bathola le longu hambo luhanjwa iAmerica nabayikopisa. Ayikho into abangayikopisiwe lapha emzansi, into enye nenye bayikopisa enziwa iAmerica. So kulisizi nje yaziyamangala abantu mabajabuliswa ukuthi uTrump awine awinani ngoba vele yena une-apartheid yena ngokwakhe, akanabo ubuntu ukuphila nabanye abantu.
Ye kustudio 7 litshona njani losazi betabathi? Mina ngiyayizwa inkulumo kaHarris kodwa kangihambisani layo, kumento avumelani layo ukuthi ethi yena yena akavotelwe uzaqeda izimpi. UKamala Harris ulawo wonke amandla okuqeda impi, even kusasa engavuke iqedile. Kungathi kuseyafika iThursday seyiqedile ma ukuthi uyafuna vele ukuyiqeda, ngoba vele njengoba iqhubeke isapotwa yibo leyo mpi, yibona abasupply, yibona abanikeza ngezikhalo. So why kuthiwa votani then ngikoqeda impi? Wonke ama-president wonke nje, even lase-Africa ama-president wonke atsho njalo, votani ngizenza ukuthi limfake basayenzi leyo nto leyo. I think sokuyisikhathi sokuthi kwelinye ilanga even ema-countryni wethu la akula muntu okuyathiwa kuthiwe votani ngizenza ukuthi qala uyenze bese sivota sesibonile. Okwenza ukuthi ma usubaleka ubaleke nathi sisale sine-something esiyiphetheyo. Ungathi uzayakha umgwaqo uyakhe before kufika ama-election. Ma ubaleka usuhamba sesikuvotela, akula ndaba umgwaqo siyabe siselelayo, i-network siyabe siselelayo. And I think indlela esokumele imentality somele siyisebenzise, kungarojwa nto yenzani ukuthi nizayenza ukuthi kayiqede manje uHarris ulayo leyo phawu ngoba uyi-vice president. UJoe Biden basebenza bonke since bayiqale bebonke le nto yezinto, ayekho ukuba yintsotsi layo ukuba yigroup.
Studio 7 basakazi bethu abahla, hhayi olubingelelayo ngu-owner waselupane yilapha manje ngaseGoli e-East London. Hayi sifisela ukuhle iAmerica ekhethweni lwanamhlanje, ongathi abantu bengazivotela kahle, kungabi khona ukulwa, kungabi kudonselana, kungafanani nokwakithi ngapha. Ngapha kithi hayi kunzima ngempela, kunzima. Uthi siyavota kuthiwa kunama-ballot papers, asazi ukuthi kithi kahle kahle kuyalunga nini. Ngithemba ukuthi bambi bazokwazi ukuthi babheke babone kwabanye ukuthi kuvotwa njani.
Studio 7, hayi siyabonga inews zenu. Siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi omuhle lwenzayo. Kodwa ke mina ngiyamangala ukuthi lezi nsuku seligijimisa i-election ye-America nsuku zonke. America, kanti thina sesihlale America yini? Ake likhulume ngendaba zeZimbabwe, indaba zepolitiki yeZimbabwe, ke lishiyane le-America le. Ya, khulumani indaba zeSADC. IZimbabwe ise-SADC, ayikwe-America. Please, just give us a break nge-election ye-America le. Everyday Trump, Harris, elisiyekele nge-America le, sesichile nge-America le. Khulumani ngeZimbabwe lapho.
Angibingelele, ngingomunye walabo babhekele ngesolokhozi ukhetho lwe-Melika elami senti ngifaka kubaba uDonald Trump. Ngezizathu 1, 2, 3, uDonald Trump ungumuntu ongacwiciziyo, okhuluma into njengoba injalo, avele ayibeke obala, akafihli kuhle lokho, akenzi sengathi yena bese senza sengathi hayibo. Kanti njalo uDonald Trump ngoba uyathembisa ukubana laba babulalanayo miningi imiphefumulo eseyifile emhlabeni lo, okuyinto ezwisusize ukuhlunga kangakanani. Engikhangelela ukubana njengoba ethembisa uDonald Trump ukuthi ma kuyena otholile isihlalo esikhulu, uzozama ukukhulumisana nala madoda abulala abantu bakamlimi wabantu bakankulunkulu wabadala ngomfanekiso wakhe wabaletha emhlabeni, kodwa naba laba bantu bababulala willy-nilly, okuqondana ikakhulu laba bantu base-Israeli ababa
kubalwa nasebhayibhelini ukuthi ama-Israyeli. Angazi ukuthi ama-Israyeli la achiyene kangakanani nalawo esifunda ngawo emabhayibhelini, ngoba sebeqede abantu. Kanti naba ophathileka lokungene yamademokrasi iyasekela izimpi zomhlaba, ubani abantu kababulalani kabalwisani, okuyinto embi. Banikeza imali, banikeza lokhu nalokhu ukuthi abantu bebulalani.
Siyibonge abalaleli be-Studio 7 embiko abesitholele yona ku-WhatsApp. Lingakhohlwa luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esixoxa ngokhetho olufanayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha e-Washington DC.